From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration expelled 15 Cuban diplomats Tuesday to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at the embassy in Havana, where a number of diplomats and family members have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they are clearly unable to do so.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave, but U.S.-Cuban relations will not change.
Our policy on Cuba has not changed. We have diplomatic relationships with Cuba. We recognize that at this time, there is a need to keep a post open there with a skeleton crew handling emergency-type issues down there.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic ties with Havana, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration. He said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues. Jaime Suslishi is the University of Miami Cuba expert.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures, going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely this is escalating.
Cuba calls this latest decision unjustified. Rwandan prosecutors have charged a prominent critic of President Paul Kagame with forgery and inciting insurrection. Diana Rwigara was barred from challenging Mr. Kagame in August election, faces up to 15 years in jail. This is VOA News.